Right, we have a brand new feature which we're very excited to launch today. It is called Wednesday. So,
oh Lord, look at the production value going into this.
How this works?
I mean, look, we just came up with a pun and decided how can we make that into a thing in radio. So Wednesday.
What we're looking at.
We've discovered that there's two kinds of people. There are people who remember dates, and there are people who don't have. Who can't put two and two together, and you're in the latter. So if I asked you, when did such and such a thing happen, you haven't. You're going to get it wrong every time. Whereas like, I fancy
dates,
my chances.
I'm really bad at dates. Or if you ask me, what age is such and such a person?
Right.
Or, yeah. You know, when did this? I'm just so bad at that. It's just all past to me.
So she opted out. So she said, look, I'll ask you the questions and see if your brain is as in tune as you say so. And you can play along, obviously, at home as well. So you can see if you're more on the ball than I.
And definitely more than me.
So when is the name of the game here on Wednesday?
Okay, so when did these events happen? They all happened on this day.
Oh, very good, okay.
But what you need to tell me is what year. So,
deadly.
When did this happen? Brazil defeated host nation Sweden 5-2 to win their first World Cup. Pele was involved.
Host nation Brazil?
No, host nation was Sweden.
Oh, Sweden. Oh, 1958.
1958 is right. Boom.
Nice one.
Off to a good start, Vincent Bradley.
1-1, that's a good start. Phew.
Okay, we need to make it a little bit harder than that. Right.
Oh, no.
Okay, when, in what year, on this day, American hedge fund investment manager Bernie Madoff received a sentence of up to 150 years in prison for operating the largest Ponzi scheme in history. What year?
Weirdest thing ever. Because I was watching a documentary last night that featured this storyline. But it was about the crash that kind of went through those 08, 09 years. But when was he convicted is the question. I would say then 2011.
No, he was actually convicted in 09.
09 as well? Oh, yeah. It was 09. Okay.
It was 09. Now, you were close there. You were close.
Yeah.
Okay, so when did this happen? Now, if you get this, I'll be very, very impressed. I've thrown in a really left of centre one here.
I hear.
On this day, Argentine President Juan Perón was on his deathbed and his wife, Isabel Martinez de Perón, Eva Perón,
Madonna.
Stepped in. His wife and vice president was sworn in as the leader of the South American country on this day. And what year?
Oh,
give a guess.
I'm going to be way off now because when did this all happen? Was it 70s?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right, decade.
77.
Ooh, 74.
Oh.
Yeah, it was earlier than that. Okay, I got another one for you. Mm. On this day, Destiny's Child singer Beyoncé started a 5-week run at number one on the UK album chart with Dangerously in Love. On this day, what year?
Dangerously in Love. Was that Crazy in Love time, I wonder? I'm going to say 2003.
2003 is spot on!
Because Crazy in Love was another big 03 song, like 50 Cent in the Club, which we just played there.
I would not have an iota. Well done. Okay, another one for you. Apple Inc. Released their first smartphone, the iPhone. It went on sale and revolutionised the industry on this day. In what year?
First iPhone went on sale, I would say, in 07.
07 is right.
Oh, yes, boy.
Oh, knocking it out of the park, Vinny, I have to say.
How would you have done on all of those?
Absolutely would have got none of them. None. No, none.
I did okay.
Absolutely wouldn't have got one of them. I'm useless. Someone else says I'm horrendous at remembering dates as birthdays and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just either you have it or you don't.
It's all about association. I don't know how to associate. I just remember the iPhone was released in 07. I remember Crazy in Love was 03. I know if you're
well,
in the right
see.
Decade, you know.
You got three right and you got two wrong, but you were kind of like thereabouts on the other two. So
okay.
Well done.
Fair play.
This person was saying my 8-year-old daughter knows everyone's birthday, their date of birth, anniversary, all the important dates, and she makes a show of me.
I know people like that who remember people's birthdays and go, how do you remember that person's birthday? You're not even related to them.
Anyway, that was, ladies and gentlemen, our brand new feature called Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We're just loving it.